Okay, Rabotai, Erev Tov. So, we're just about a week away from Pesach, which is a scary thing because we're just in Purim. Time flies when you're having fun. So, I want to cover some bases, seder-wise, because these are things that come up and everybody's going to be, everybody's going to be in a different setting for the seder. You know, people go all sorts of places and the miskanim stay home and, it already became, I don't know why it became like if you stay home, you're miskin. Lokaha?
It's better.
I love staying home. I ishtabach shemo. En kuma bayit ba'olam. No? Ashur shavetech adim lochasera. Huh?
Israel also.
Israel's the bayit. En et Yisrael, ishtabach shemo. But anyway, mikol makom. So when it comes to the seder, I just want to point out a few things. I think we'll start according to the order of the seder, and really from the Tfilat Arvit before. Now, there is a very special part of Tfilat Arvit Bilel Pesach, which is something that occurs only once a year. The only time of year that we ever say Halil during the night, and not only say Halil during the night, but according to Minhag HaSfaradim, is that we make a bracha on the Halil at night, is Davka Bilel Pesach. Chutz La'aretz, you have both nights of Pesach. First and second nights of Pesach, you say Halil Bivracha, which is a tremendous thing. Maran Zichron Bracha is a whole tshuva in Yechavidat Chelek He, where he writes, He Lamed Gimel, that women, throughout the year, women are patur, Amirat Halil. They don't have to say Kriyat Halil, besides for Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach, before the Seder, women should be instructed. You tell your moms, your sisters, your wives, Shah Tovah, whenever it happens, you tell them, Belel Pesach, you say, before the men come home from shul, you take a sidur, you stand up, you say, Bivracha Halil. The only time of year that we do that. Now technically, we should have been saying a Halil, Bivracha, at the Seder, because that's really when we're celebrating the Nes. Why don't we? Because Chazal split up the Halil at the Seder, right? We have the first half of Halil, the first two Mizmorim, at the end of the Haggadah, and then the last part of Halil, which starts with Lolanu, is after Birkat HaMazon. So because it's split and there's a Hefsek, so the Chachamim said, we don't make a bracha over there. Instead, they enacted that we make Halel Bivracha by Tfilat Arvit. Yeah. Vadai, because they're Mechuyavot. Because Af Hen Ayu Be'oto Anis. Davka, that's the only Halel of the year that they can ever make a bracha.
Why do we have to do two Halels? Why can't we just do the first one and that's enough?
Because the Chachamim enacted Halil as part of the Seder. An integral part of the Seder is the Halil Shemo. The Shevach Vehoda'a Vehalil HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a major theme of the Seder. So that's with regards to that. Now, unlike the Seder itself, Halil B'Vet HaKnesset can be said even before Tzedek Kohavim. It's nice if it's after Tzedek Kohavim, but as long as it's after Shkiah, you can say Halil Afilu B'Vracha B'Vet HaKnesset. Now, as opposed to other kiddushim throughout the year, Shabbat, Yom Tov, whatever it is, we're not makpid necessarily to wait for Tzedek Kohavim. Especially, what happens during the summer? Anybody over here do early Shabbat? A lot of people do early Shabbat. Yishtabach Shemo, people like to accept Shabbat early. You come home, you make kiddush, nachon? Magen Avraham writes that it's preferable to have a kazait of bread after Tzedek Kohavim Belin Shabbat, but it's only a chumrah, it's not chovah. But the kiddush itself, go for it. Even if it's before Shkiah, even if it's after Plaga Mincha, or let's say sometimes in the summer you pray very early, you come home, let's say everybody's ready, whatever, start kiddush right away, no problem. Belil Pesach, that's not the case. Belil Pesach, all of the mitzvot of the Seder may not begin before Laila Vadai, before Tzedek Kohavim. Tzedek Kohavim in the United States, according to Minhag HaSfaradim, as interpreted by Maran Zichron Bracha, it comes out to 13 and a half minutes zmaniot, which during these months comes out to about 20 minutes after sunset, give or take. 20 minutes after Shkiah is already Tzedek Kohavim. One should not. Now, where does the mitzvot of the Seder begin? I thought Kiddush you can say before, but don't forget, Kiddush is also associated with one of the Arba Kosot. None of the mitzvot of the Seder, not the Deoraita ones, and not the Rabbanans. Let's break down. How many mitzvot do you have at the Seder? Break it down. Okay? And tell me Deoraita or Derabanan? Deoraita. Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim Deoraita. Ma'od?
Arba Kosot.
Matzah.
Arba Kosot is what? Midrabanan. Go ahead.
Matzah.
Midoraita. Maror?
Midrabanan.
Midrabanan. How many Takanot Chachamim? כורך, זכר למקדש, מנהגים. Yeah? What else?
מרוז הגבייתה?
only בזמן קורבן פסח. בזמן קורבן פסח ממש, מרוז מדאורייתא. מצה, the Torah speaks independently of קורבן פסח, and therefore מצה, אפילו בזמן הזה, is מדאורייתא. Now, what else do you have? What are the mitzvot? Huh? Fikoman, זכר לקורבן פסח. סיפור, you already said. נכון, huh?
That's a mitzvah that Fikoman and...
מצוות מדרבנן, sure.
כרפס.
כרפס, עושה תקנת חכמים.
אגיגש.
Huh? That's, נכון, גם מדאורייתא, שמחת, בשר ויין, שמחת יום טוב, יפה. קורבן, well, זכר לקורבן חגיגה is only מנהג, לא חובה, לא חובה. Some people eat an egg before מגיד, they say some people during the meal, people do different things. That's why, because the קורבן חגיגה was שלמים, שלמים מבושנים used to be cooked, that's why they have a boiled egg. What else do you have? אמירת ההלל. אמירת ההלל is also מצווה. What else?
סעודת חג.
סעודת חג is שמחת יום טוב. שמחת יום טוב. אין שמחה לבשר ויין. There's a מחלוקת. The Rambam holds that now that the mitzvah of basar v'yayin is even basar is even without the korbanot, even regular basar is part of simchat yom tov. The Bet Yosef brings down many poskim in Siman Tav Kaf Tet. He argues on the Rambam. He says many poskim say no. Only basar of korbanot is the mitzvah. Nowadays, the only mitzvah deoraita of simchat yom tov is v'yayin. That's where a person. And he says, don't forget. That's the Gemara says. אנשים is בבשר ויין, נשים וקטנים מסמכן, נשים בבגדי צבעונים, by women, maybe they like a little bit whatever, but they don't like meat and wine, they like, what do they like? Jewelry, clothes, עניינים, kids what?
Candy.
שמחת יום טוב מדאורייתא. To give your kids candy or your siblings or whatever it is to give them, שמחת יום טוב מדאורייתא יקם יתקיים. ממש ככה. ודאי.
ודאי.
אין ספק. Yeah.
You double down because like
the you're supposed to buy them before the hug. Yeah, for, I mean, so she can have it for the hug. That mamash comes, that's mamash mitzvah simchat yom tov min haTorah. You're being mezakeh otam. Now, another thing. So those are the mitzvot of the seder. Some deoraita, some derabanan, some minhagim. Now. Nirtza is not really a mitzvah. It's just nirtza literally means it's been accepted, which means after we do all of the mitzvot of the seder, we sing and pray and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the mitzvot that we did should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and should lead to the geulah shlema. That's so what's nirtza? It's songs. It's songs that we sing lechvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir Hashirim is also part of nirtza. Me'od chashuv. Now, let's kind of start from the top and then we'll go that way. Kiddush Rabotai, it's important. Even for those who are not makpid during the rest of the year about the kiddush that they make on what they make, mikol makom, b'lel ha-seder, or in the two lelei ha-seder, a person should be makpid, what he's drinking for a bar kosot. Why? Because besides for the din of kiddush, there's a mitzvah of chirut that the poskim describe with regards to the bar kosot. Chirut, freedom. Now, first and foremost, freedom, when we're speaking about the arba kosot, preferably it should be alcoholic. If a person can handle it, if a person likes it and doesn't hate it, should preferably be a little bit of alcohol because that shows chirut. Also, mitzvah min ha-mubchar. If a person can, the Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah lekadesh al yayin adom. It's mitzvah to be mekadesh on red wine. It's based on a pasuk in the Navi. Al tere yayin ki it adam. Now, if a person, let's say, he has white wine. You can also be, let's say, if you have white wine or whatever it is, like Moscato, let's say. Some people like, I don't know who likes it. It's like for,
soda.
It's for girls. And you're dama, is it? No, dama. Huh? But what you can take that, you add a little bit of grape juice to that, which means it's wine, and now you cull it a little bit. You made it rosé. Ze adom. You can be able to say it that way. Now.
Grape juice?
Huh? One time, I'm getting into grape juice. Hold on.
No, not that. Yeah. Mixture.
Mixture.
That's considered wine?
It's not considered wine, but it's considered red.
No, it's a mixture of what?
The grape juice with the Moscato. Or any regular wine with grape juice or Moscato?
Yes, yeah, so over there you're not doing it to drink the grape juice, you're just doing it to color the...
So you want
to
dilute the wine.
You're diluting it with something that's also bara pregif, and so you have a little bit of alcohol and a little bit na mazam shani.
That's the chachila.
Yeah, that's fine. Now I'm going to speak about mamash mitzvah min ha-mubchar and then work our way down. Yeah, what do you want to ask?
The problem with coloring is an issue.
That's by ochalin, not by and by mashkin. there's a machloket. That's the Rama. We don't hold like that. We hold that it's completely mutal da'at manan bet Yosef. And even according to the Rama, takshiv tov, even according to the Rama, you can avoid that by putting in the grape juice first and then pouring the white on top of that. So that's completely mutal. Yeah.
Did you have a couple of grape juice and you pour like a very small amount of wine into it?
To have a little echo?
Yeah.
So?
Is that the same level as just a full cup of wine?
I'll speak about it in a second, but also, what's the most chashuv kind of wine? If it's dry, if it's unsweetened, that's non-mevushan is a different story. I'm talking about unsweetened because really, chashuv wines are unsweetened. The more sweetened the wine is, the less chashuv it is. You know that. But again, wine is an acquired taste. A person is not mechuyav to push himself to do arba kosot with something that he despises. That's not the mitzvah. You have to enjoy it also. So now, mevushal or non-mevushal is a very, very big issue. Obviously, it goes without saying, hands down, among all of the poskim, non-mevushal is the most mehudar wine to use, regardless of what you're using, whether it's wine or grape juice, it doesn't matter. Non-mevushal. Why? According to many poskim, the Rambam says, yain mevushal was not ra'ui l'nesech al gabei ha-mizbeach. They could not use wine that was mevushal to libate, to bring the nesachim on the mizbeach, and therefore it's pasul lekiddush. So says the Rambam. Whether it's cooked, it's brought to a boil, and therefore it takes away a little bit of its chashivut. The Rif actually goes, huh?
It's pasteurized.
Oh, so pasteurized is machloket. Maran Zichron Berachah and many other poskim hold pasteurized also makes it mevushal. So that's why super, super chashuv wines, they don't pasteurize. They leave it like that. Brazil has good wine? I don't know. You told me what what's their drink?
Cachaça.
Yeah. Anyway, but everybody has their. Some people are wine people. Some people are whiskey people. Everybody has their drink of choice. אבל בלי נסדר צריך להיות בדרך חירות חשיבות. So now, if the Rif says about yain mevushal שברכתו שהכל נהיה בדברו, the Rif says forget about kiddush. You can't even make bura priya gefen on it. שהכל תשובת הריף, huh? Yain mevushal. Now, thankfully for us, מרן השולחן ערוך in three places in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Resh Bet in Ilchot Borei Pri HaGefen, Siman Resh Ayin Bet in Ilchot Kiddush Al Hayayin Beliel Shabbat, and Siman Taf Ayin Bet in Ilchot Arba'a Kosot, Da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch, he says that the Minhag HaOlam is to make Borei Pri HaGefen on Yain Mevushal and it's Kasher LeKiddush. Maran Paskin against the Rambam, and he went with Minhag HaOlam, that you can make Borei Pri HaGefen and Kiddush on Yain Mevushal. Now, why in the world, if there's such a big machloket, why would you use Yain Mevushal over Non Mevushal? There's a very simple answer to that. What? If you're in a situation, whether it's Shabbat or Lil Pesach, whatever, sometimes Lil Pesach, the family gathers together. Baruch Hashem, Gam Tov. By the way, it's an unbelievable thing. Tov Me'od, when the family, even the less religious elements of the family, the Gemara says, Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, Banim Atem Ladunai Elohechem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bizman She'atem Osim Retzono Shel Makom, Atem Kroim Banim. In En Atem Osim Retzono Shel Makom, En Atem Kroim Banim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you don't do the will of Hashem, you're not considered Hashem's sons. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ben Kach Uven Kach Banim Atem. He says, whether you do Retzono Shel Makom or not, you're sons. And the Rashba writes in Tshuva, Halacha is Kedat Rabbi Meir over here. So he says, Banim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you going to do? Sometimes they stray. Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes it's hard to see past the. Yeah. Anyway, it's one of the haftarot in Yeshaya. Anyway, in Hoshea, slicha. Anyway, mikol makom. So over here, it's mitzvah lekarev otam. If they're at the seder, show them, teach. What's Leila Seder all about? Yisodot ha'emuna of Am Yisrael ve'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Show them what it means to be a firm Jew with emunah u'bitachon v'hakadosh baruch hu. Tekarvu otam. So now, sometimes though, if they're not shomer Torah mitzvot, mechalele shabbatot ve'inyanim, they can, there's halachot about that, and we know that they can make major issues, nechon, with wine and stuff like that. So if they're be'emet, if you have such guests at the table, then be'emet, be careful, get yain mevushal, bisomech al da'at manan u'shulchan aruch. Or, many times you're at these programs, people ask me all the time, who do you think the waiters and everybody is at the programs? All these guys. They're all goyim. He pours the thing, he moves it, v'zeh, you're done, if it's not mevushal. So over there, anyways, I think the kashrut has rules that you can't bring any yain sheino mevushal because it can cause serious issues. So over there, Be'emet, up to Riyan Mevushan. You want to ask something? Yeah.
If someone wants to become a Israelite, is it okay to sacrifice how much you can actually speak on Hagi and stuff because they're not down for all that long?
It's a good shayla. There's no one size fits all answer to that because it really depends on the circumstances. I would say, let's say there's a father with a bunch of, you know, children, not toddlers, but children who could really understand. So he has to make a cheshbon how much he wants to be makar of other people versus how much he wants to be makar of his own family. You know what I'm saying? If it's older children that don't, and you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, whatever, but you know, there's other people that you can be mekareiv. So I would say, bring them the light of Torah. How much do they get exposed to the Torah Kedosha, to Judaism, whatever? Try very much. There's nothing that brings a Kadosh Baruch Hu greater nachat ruach than bringing another child of his home. Nothing in the world. Such a mamash shabbat aveda. The Gemara speaks if a person brings a person b'tshuva, is mekayim the mitzvah v'shavat aveda. You bring him back. Mashkacha. Anyway, so over there, but again, there has to, besides for that, Maran Zohar Berachah used to say, he wasn't a big fan of saying long, long, long drashot during Magid. You know, say the Agadah, you want to say a vart here, bullet point there, v'zeh, move on. Because the Lina Sedim is very limited. We're very limited. By the time the men come home from shul, and especially if you have Blayan Ara, a lot of guests, and until you get them to sit down, every part of the Seder becomes another project. When you're dealing with a lot of people. So you don't have time. You have to be finished lechatechila, all of the mitzvot of the Seder, including Gam Birkat HaMazon, Afikoman, Halel, Arba Kosot, all these things preferably should be done by Chatzot. Chatzot is about 1 o'clock. You don't have a lot of time. By the time you get home, 8, 8.30, 9 sometimes you get home from shul, clock is ticking. Maran Zohar used to say, go through the Magid, explain a little bit, say Avart, move on. You want to say long Divrei Torah? Wait until after the Seder, wait until the morning. But during the Seder itself, during Magid, keep it moving. Yeah.
So his advice wasn't because he thinks people get bored. It was because...
Both.
Oh, it is also.
Also. But even if you're sitting with... Let's say Maran Zohar Merchah Seder. He also used to do that. Everyone's Tamdei Chachamim, Bnei Torah. They would drink up. If he would speak for hours, everybody listened to him. And yet he didn't do that because... You got to do the mitzvot on time. You have to... Now, again, obviously, if it's not your seder, and the Baal HaSeder is your father or your grandfather or whoever it is, it's not nice to rush him and say, Nuyala, huh? You know, B'derech Eretz.
What if they're rushing you? I'm not joking.
So be B'derech Eretz. Say, okay. I'm done. Yeah. They pull a Rabbi Hananya on you, and they're like... Last week, I'll tell you, in the shul, we had a bris last week, and they named the baby Hananya. And everybody was so happy. They just...
Sfaradim,
guys get up and start saying Kaddish? I don't know. Like, Sfaradim, they hear the name Hananya, everybody gets excited. It's like,
my dad's name.
Oh, yeah? You ever found... What's Am Yisrael's hands down most favorite Tana? There's nobody who they love more. Now, huh? Yehudah ben Tema, but he's less known. He's not as known. Yehudah ben Tema is only by Shacharit. Zo. Yeah. People forget. Where's that from? Yehudah ben Tema, Omer. Perkei Avot. Rabbi Hanan Makashia. Where's that from?
Mishnah.
Mishnah. Sof Makot. No. Sof Makot. Mishnah. Mamash less Mishnah of Masechet Makot. So, Mikol Makom. So now, in terms of that. Now. If a person needs to, so we said, you can, mevushan is negotiable based on your matzav. Red is negotiable also. You would be yotze with white wine also. Now, in terms of the shiur shel hakos, this is, people get this, I don't know why it becomes such a confusing matzav, but please listen to me very carefully. For all of the arba kosot, you need to drink either lecha techila, revi'it alog. Bidi'avad, rov revi'it. How much is a revi'it? The Rambam writes that revi'it is kabitza umechza. Every kabitza is 18 grams. Umechza is another 9, 27 grams. I'm sorry. Kabitza is 54. Okay, kabitza umechza. What's half of 54? 27. Yeah, so you add that together, it comes out to about pachot yoter 81 cc. That's in cc or milliliters. Now, because the liquid isn't measured in grams, it's either cc or milliliters. Now, we're American, so we don't do this stuff. So therefore, if you convert from milliliters or cc, which is the same thing, to fluid ounces, it comes out to approximately 2.8 fluid ounces. So, zirveit. 2.8 fluid ounces, you have your zirveit. Now, it's sort of a concern. Now, so, when a person drinks that much, yatzei dechova, now even though the Chazon Ish customarily doubled the shiurim, Maran Zichron Bracha used to have very big machlokot on the shiurim mitzvot of the Chazon Ish, and he says, it's not nechon. Halacha kedat Rambam. The halacha follows the Rambam, that this is the shiur. About 3 ounces. Now,
the Rambam.
Huh?
Follows Rambam for
every,
all the shiurim?
Yeah, v'day. Rambam, Maran Shulchan Aruch, Maran Achida, they all bring down the shiurim. Why would we change it? Huh? Chazon Ish had a different way of calculating. Very he used the Nodab Yudah, a different method of calculation, which came out to much more. Yeah, almost double.
That, like, 2.9 ounces, like when you fill it to the top. Like,
no,
perfect. Is there any reason to avoid that? That's
perfectly excellent. Now, it's exactly what I was going to say. Manan Shulchan Aruch brings down Siman Tafayin Bet Machloket between the Ran and the Ramban. Let's say this is a big cup. I want to tell you, just if you round up, this is 12 ounces. So this is a can of soda. This is 12 ounces. Okay, which is the same thing as a can of soda.
Yes.
If you fill this up, you have all arba kosot in this cup. 3 ounces per cup, 4 cups, 12 ounces. Vakasha. This is your arba kosot. Zeh mamash. Lo pachot velo yoter. This is it. Now, what happens if you have such a cup, 12-ounce cup, and you fill it up? How much do I have to drink in order to be yotze? Am I still yotze with... Huh? No, for my one cup. Let's say this was my cup. Do I have to drink 6+ in order to drink rov hakos? Or am I still yotze with my revi'it versus... Or revi'it or rov revi'it? Machloket ushonim. Yafe. The Ran holds that you're still yotze with the revi'it. The Ramban disagrees. Says, lo. He says, over there, when you have a bigger cup, you have to drink rov hakos. Maran brings it down b'stam v'yesh. Da'at Maran u'shulchan aruch is that you are yotze with the revi'it. But there is a shitan rishonim that you're not yotze. So why would you put yourself in a situation like this? If you're going to drink all or majority of the cup, go for it, mabaya. But if you have a problem doing that, and especially if it's hard wine, you know the first 2 kosot are an empty stomach. If you're drinking alcoholic wine, that many times can be, you know, sometimes 11, 12, 13% alcohol on an empty stomach, you can get drunker than Purim. You know that? Sometimes happens to me. My tolerance is not so high. Sometimes it happens to me that I get more tipsy on Lil Pesach than I do on Purim. Why? Because Purim, you know, you eat and it's spaced out. By Lil Pesach, empty stomach. Boom, echad, shtayim. And I drink one more, you know, real stuff. So sometimes it takes effect. So what do you do in order to avoid this machloket? Simple solution. Get a smaller cup. Get a smaller cup that's just around shiur v'eit. Like Josh said before, be'erich, 3 ounces. I went to Amazing Savings last year. I got glasses. They had 3 ounce glasses. Well, fill it up. Drink your kosot. Zeh shalom. You yotze kol ha'deot in that way. Lama lo?
You drink half.
If you drink half, then you're getting close to... So you have to make sure to drink rov. You still... That's b'di'avan though.
Rov is
b'di'avan 1.5? Rov is a little bit... Rov is rov revi'it. Revi'it is about 2.8. So if you drink an ounce and a half, you're fine. Yeah. Yeah, so, but again, it's better l'cha techila to drink the entire revi'it. So you should...
You don't have to drink a revi'it.
Le'ikuvah, you don't have to. You still yotze the mitzvah with a rov revi'it. But l'cha techila, mitzvah min ha-muvchar, is to drink the entire revi'it.
You have to pour a revi'it.
You have, yeah, the cup has to hold it if you eat, and you have to pour it if you eat in the cup. Yeah. So that's with regards to that. Again, all it takes is a little bit of planning, and you're good to go. We will continue tomorrow at 2:30 during lunch. Nice to see you all. Laila tov. When's the last day of the month?